This is the Kindy Rockstars Podcast, Season 4. Bringing you incredibly talented singers, artists, creators, and producers in the genre of children's music. I'm your host, Patrick Adams. Each episode will feature songs, albums, videos, or live performances, along with great stories from the artists themselves. Kindy Rockstar Season 4 is proud to be supported and sponsored by Waltmania Public Relations, serving the family entertainment community for more than 20 years. And now, on with the show. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Kindy Rockstars. I am really happy to have back with me tonight, Sean Thick, better known as Shawnee. Welcome back to the show.
Hi. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
All right. Well, we've had Shawnee on the show a few times, and it's been to talk about some singles, but now he has an album out. And so today it's an album feature. The album is called It's So Sunny, and we're going to feature a few songs from the album. But before we get into the album, Shawnee, tell everyone what you've been up to since the last time we talked.
Sure. Yeah. So yeah, that's the big thing since we last talked. I finished an album. I've been working on it for like a year. So it feels good to finally have it out. And I released it almost a week ago. And I've just been going around pretty much just Montreal and off Montreal area, just touring with it and visiting all sorts of different venues like day camps and daycares and bookstores and festivals and all sorts of stuff. So it's been interesting. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
So what is a Shawnee live performance like?
I guess it's getting increasingly goofier as time goes on. more props than I ever had before, like a lot of bubbles, and I have like noodles for my Ollie Octopus song, so they all so there's like eight legs going on and they have to work together as an octopus, and a parachute sometimes. Like it's getting very interactive, but I like to try and make it as interactive as possible. And some songs I'm like, I'm just singing, and it's getting to the point where I can't just stand and sing anymore. It's funny.
Well, it sounds like you're hitting all the things the kids love anyway. So yeah. Keep it up.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So it's hard to describe, but yeah, it's just very goofy.
Any particular spots on the tour stand out as memorable or really fun?
Well, I played at the library that I went to when I was a kid, like the first library I ever went to. And I used to go there all the time, and they'd have like story times, and they have like pajama day and stuff like that. And so I hadn't been there maybe 25 years. And I reached out. I've said, hey, I got an album. Let's see if I can go play there. That was the first library I thought of when I thought, okay, I want to play libraries. Where should I go? And so I went there, and it was just as magical as I remembered it. Like it didn't look the same, but the vibe was still there. And it was just, everyone went there was so wonderful. And, even all the kids that were coming in, you could tell they'd been there many times. Like it had a feeling of like when everybody knows your name kind of vibe. Like it was just so friendly. And so far, yeah, that's been my favorite gig, because it was just like, yeah, it was special to share that nostalgic place with the kids and share, you know, that's a special place for them too. So yeah, I just had a great time.
So when are you going to branch outside of Montreal and hit the road?
I definitely want to. I'm like rearing to go. Now I've like done Montreal. I'm like, I want to go see maybe other parts of Canada first, and then definitely the States. There's parts of the States. Like I keep seeing people in like New York City right now, and I'm like, it's not that far too. I'm like, I would love to go play some shows in New York. Like that would be the ultimate dream.
Well, next year when we talk, you'll probably booked your tour into multiple cities across the US and Canada.
Yeah, and who knows, maybe Nevada or Las Vegas, you know.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, I've never been.
And so me and my kids would be there.
Yeah, there you go. That would be awesome.
All right, well, let's talk about your album. So it's called It's So Sunny. So Tell me about the album as a whole. What kind of went into the theme of the album, the songs that you chose for it, and all that good stuff?
Yeah. So for this one, all the songs are from like the first two and a half years of the pandemic. So a lot of the songs were songs that I played with my students. And they kind of were the editors of the album, I'll be honest. Like these were all the ones that they loved the most. And these are the ones that like, how would I describe it? Were the most feel good for them. They got good vibes from it. And they were always so honest with me. And I've always said that, but they're the most honest audience ever. So if I did a song, they'd be like, no, not that one. They would call me Mr. Sean. So they'd be like, Mr. Sean, not that one. I don't know about that one. So, I mean, the theme isn't the seven songs that they really liked. It just so happened when I was putting it together, I noticed they had like a commonality to them. And a lot of them are like, very like hopeful. They're about like kindness, being kind to other people and to yourself, and accepting things that are beyond your control, which were all things that I think we were all trying to get through or, in not get through, but things that we were being addressed during the pandemic. So I had other songs that we wrote during this time, but I just left them off. I wanted to have like seven songs that were a little bit more maybe emotional education themed, I guess, in that way. So there, the three themes are like kindness, acceptance, and hope. So all the songs are related in that way, I would say. Yeah.
Very good. Well, everybody's listening, we're going to get a chance to feature five of these seven songs, which is great.
Yeah.
Cool. So, and we're going to start off with the title track. So, It's So Sunny is the name of the album. It's the name of this song. So tell us a little bit about this one.
So that was the first song I ever wrote that was any good. I think because I wrote like three songs and the two other ones were not liked. The kids were like, nah, I don't not feeling that, Mr. Sean, not so much. And then this one, they were like, hey, no, I think that's pretty good. And it was not the theme song, but for the first 3 months of the pandemic, this was the song I would come on Zoom and sing with them. So it's very special to me. Not only because it was the first song I wrote that was well received, but it just kind of got us through it. It was just something we sang and we kind of forgot about everything going on. So I thought it would be a great, you know, lead off for the album. And also just a great summer track. Summer right now. So
very true.
Yeah.
Well, this applies year round to Las Vegas.
There you go.
Minus about 5 to 10 days of the year.
Not in Montreal. Definitely not. But maybe like 3 months.
All right. Well, let's check it out. Here it is. It's So Sunny by Shawnee.
It's so sunny.
And that was It's So Sunny. All right. The next song we're going to talk about is called The Silly Dance. Talk about The Silly Dance.
Sure. Yeah. Well, this one, I wanted to do like a music and movement song. And this was the, I've written so many more other ones like since then. But this one I wanted to write just because I'm not a very good dancer. Like, I'm not graceful at all. Like, when I dance, kids laugh at me, adults laugh at me. And when I was a kid, I used to be really shy about dancing. I was like, I was the wallflower. I wouldn't want to dance. And I still meet students that are like that, that there's one or two that just don't want to dance. They're a little self-conscious. But, you know, as time's gone on, I'm kind of a big goofball and a big dork. And so I'm not so nervous about it. I don't care if I dance funny or it's not very graceful or coordinated. So I wanted to write a song about that just for kids that, you know, maybe they're not super coordinated, but they love music and they love to dance. And really, there's no rules to the silly dance. You just be as silly as you can. And when we do it live, every time the song kind of freezes or stops a little bit, especially near the end, they make a silly face and we just laugh and laugh and laugh. it's a little bit of a confidence booster of a song, but it's also just silly fun, you know?
Yeah. Gives you a chance to own it. And
yeah, exactly. Own your silliness.
Absolutely. All right. Well, everybody get ready to dance. Here it is, The Silly Dance by Shawnee.
The silly dance.
That was The Silly Dance. All right. Next song is a song that we've talked about on the show before, but you've had it out there now. You've had a chance to go out and perform it. I think you did a video for it, but yeah. we're gonna play it again here. But talk about Ollie Ollie Octopus.
I think this one, I don't pick favorites, but it's definitely one of my favorites. Yeah, it's just about an octopus named Ollie, and he has 8 tentacles, and he uses them to perform random acts of kindness for his friends. And I don't really know, I still don't know where I came up with that. I just wrote it in the afternoon, and it was done. But I've always loved it, and it's a really good. It's a song that really works within the album and kind of presents the idea of kindness, and the idea that kindness is it's something that you're helping other people with, but it also gives you a personal joy as well. And I don't know. It's Ollie Ollie Octopus. He's just I don't know. And he's also just a happy-go-lucky guy. He just does it because he knows, hey, I have 8 tentacles. I should be doing this. He doesn't even think about it. So that's what makes him so humble, I guess. So it's being, it's being kind and being humble. And it's just a summary song as well. So I thought it fit.
Yeah. And I think we may have covered this when we talked about it last time, but this is one of those songs where it seems like it could easily translate into a children's book or a children's cartoon short or something. It's like a built-in, built-in character that's already got a bit of a backstory to it. So,
yeah, I would love, I don't think I started with thinking it was going to be a kid's book, but that would be really, really cool. Like I can't dance. I can't draw either, but I'm sure I would love to find someone to illustrate that. That would be amazing.
Very cool. Yeah. All right. Well, until then, let's listen to the song. Here it is, Ollie Ollie Octopus by Shawnee.
Ollie Ollie Octopus lends a helping hand, swimming with his friends in the ocean sand. First I'm helping Wally Whale with his groceries. Second I'm helping Frankie Fish feed his family. Ollie Ollie Octopus lends a helping hand, swimming with his friends in the ocean sand. Third I'm helping Tiny Turtle swim across the street. Sandy Seagull wipe her sandy feet. Ollie is the nicest in the sea. Ollie says you would do the same with me. Starfish find a place to rest. Sixth, I'm helping Dana Dolphin study for a test. Seventh, I'm helping Sean the Shark fight the urge to bite. Eighth, I'm helping Julie Jellyfish put up a light. Ollie is the nicest in the sea. Ollie says you would do the same with me.
And that was Ollie Ollie Octopus. All right, making a bit of a transition here. The Day the Colors Went Away. Sounds like a bit of a sad title, but tell us a bit about this song.
Yeah, it is the sad song of the album. I had a friend when I did the album launch. That was a really fun gig too. I forgot to mention, but one of my friends came just for sport. He doesn't have kids. He was just like, "I'm gonna come and watch." And at the end, he was like, "Man, I really didn't expect to be really sad during this." At one point, he's like, "I really thought I was just gonna be happy the whole time." And I was like, "Oh, I'm sorry." But yeah, I don't know. I've always wanted to make. Not as I want to say I've always wanted to make a sad kid song. That's kind of weird, but I wrote it as a sad song, and I didn't think it was going to be a kid song. And the more I wrote about it, and it was supposed to be about being depressed and feeling a little hopeless. And again, it was written during the pandemic, so that's a real feeling that lots of people had. And even though maybe kids didn't have it, I think they felt it, and maybe some did. And even if they didn't, they had parents or they had friends that were feeling it. And so it was kind of in the air. So I was just writing it for myself, really. And then, like I said, I was doing those Zoom sessions. And even when I was like teaching in person, you could tell some days it was just really heavy on the kids. It was really wearing them down. And that's when I thought, you know what, actually, I think kids would actually benefit from this. I think they would maybe not enjoy it, but every now and then need it. You know, I don't expect kids to want to listen to the song all the time, but sometimes, yeah, you need a sad song to match your feeling. And and kids get sad too, you know?
Yeah, no, kids have big emotions that run the gamut.
Exactly. Yeah.
And hey, you know, this is something to help them understand it. And
yeah.
But you know, you've got it surrounded by happiness. So
yeah, exactly. I only wanted to make one set.
Yeah, one set. No, but it's life. And whether you're a young kid or preteen or a teen,
yeah,
everyone goes through it. So
yeah, exactly. And I didn't want it to be too much of a downer. There is like a hopeful ending there where it's like trying to find that little bit of color when all the colors disappear, you know, whatever that is. Maybe it's, for me, it was writing and making a song, and that got me through it. But you know, maybe it's a friend, maybe it's another hobby, maybe it's a family member, anything that can like give you a little bit of color. It'll let you know that you're gonna be okay. Because if you can see just a little bit, then you'll be all right.
So. Yep. All right. Well, we're gonna play it now. Here it is, "The Day the Colors Went Away" by Shawnee.
Today the colors went away. No flags, no more rainbows. My Skittles turned to gray. Before this happened, I never noticed all the colors throughout my day. How I missed them. Is now all dark. There is nothing left to say. On the day the colors went away, I've been down in the dumps. I've been a gloomy cuss. It can happen to anyone, it can happen to the best of us. I look to the sky, I won't let the shadows. Somehow I knew nothing lasts forever. Everything will be okay.
And that was The Day the Colors Went Away. All right, we're going to wrap it up with one of my favorites of yours. Aww. Just in Time.
Yay.
Tell us about this one.
Yeah, I just really wanted to write a rock song. That's really all this was. At first, anyway. And then I don't know why I had that. Like, I really like bad puns. Like, I really like cheesy puns. And I don't know why I had the cheesy pun "just in time" in my head. I have no idea why, but I just kept playing three chords and saying "just in time" over and over again. And it was making me laugh. So, and then I thought, okay, well, maybe, I don't know. And then I jumped to superhero. And then he was like, okay, but what if his superpower is that he always knows what time of day it is? I don't know where that came from. Actually, I think it's when I was a kid, when I got a watch for the first time and I figured out how to use it, I was like, not annoying, but I felt like I had to tell everyone what time it was. I was like, oh, it's 7:08 or, oh, it's 10:08. And eventually my parents were like, okay, you have to stop telling everybody what time it is. Like, they know what time it is. But I was just so excited and happy to know something new that I wanted to share with everyone. So that's kind of what the song's about. It's like having knowledge and wanting to share it with everybody and use it for good. That's what kind of makes him a superhero. His power isn't like super, it's not like, I don't know, he can fly or his super strength. His power is that he knows how to tell time. And that seems mundane, but it's pretty exciting. It's exciting for him and he's using it for good. So I think that makes him a superhero.
Very good. And I think we should caveat this by saying just in time, that's two words. First name Justin. Last name Time.
Yeah.
The superhero.
Just in time. Not just in time. Yeah, anyway.
Exactly. You're right. All right. Well, let's check this one out. Here it is. Just in Time by Shawnee.
Just in time. Just in time. Just in time. Just in time. Justin has a superpower. It's sure to shock. He can tell the time every hour on every single clock. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then 12 o'clock. Just in time. Just in time. Just in time. Just in time. He'll never keep you waiting, 'cause being late is a crime. No one asks where he is, 'cause he's just in time. In the morning, late at night, when it's dark or very bright, Justin knows where you and I should be. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, and 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, then 12 o'clock. Just in time. 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 Yeah.
that was Just in Time. That wraps up our song features from the album It's So Sunny. So, Shawnee, let everybody know, where can they purchase, stream, download It's So Sunny, and how can they find and connect with you?
Absolutely. Okay, so It's So Sunny, you can find it pretty much on every streaming platform you can think of. So like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube, all that stuff, all that good stuff. It's not available to purchase yet. I do have some CDs and I am going to be putting it on Bandcamp, but I haven't done that yet. But if you keep track of my social media, I will let you know about that. I'm currently on tour, but only in Montreal. But on July 23rd, I'm going to do a virtual show on Facebook just for the people that never get to see me play live. So it'll be like a little taste in hopes of maybe one day coming to your town.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Where can they find you on social media?
Oh, sure. Yeah, that would help. You can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Shawnee Kids Music. And I have some TikTok videos too, but not much. Oh, and YouTube, Shawnee Kids Music.
Absolutely. Yeah, TikTok is an interesting platform. I have no idea what I'm doing on it, but
I'm still figuring it out too. Yeah. I think there's potential there to do really cool things. I just haven't figured it out.
Yeah, it's just a matter of what percentage of it do you devote to just silly stuff, and then what percentage do you devote to promoting your stuff? That's kind of the balance. Yeah, I know what I watch TikTok to make myself laugh. So
yeah.
I think if you can mix the two, promote your stuff and make people laugh, then I think you've hit the sweet spot.
So. I think so. Yeah.
Well, Shawnee, I wish you all the best with this album.
Thank you.
Congratulations on the release. And
thank you so much.
We look forward to hearing a lot more from you in the future.
I hope so. I love doing this. I'm going to keep doing it. And yeah.
Awesome. All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Patrick.